It is time for our high school update. Today we head to Coldwater High School and welcome in Principal Bill Milnes. And you're a former thespian yourself, so you had a great appreciation of this. We saw you there the other night for the Coldwater High School musical. Great job with Oklahoma last week. What a great production that was.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Good morning. The kids did such a wonderful job, and I don't know if it's just because you know the students and their character and then their real-life character. But the show, Oklahoma, I remember watching when I was younger, and it just didn't seem as funny. These kids just delivered some great music, but also delivered some great parts. I mean, I was just laughing out loud, and I really want to give a shout-out to, you know, Charlene Rucker. She does a great job, and Katie Jewell and Justine Hostetler helped with the musical part of the performance, and Dusty Donbrock, I think she was Tibbetts Volunteer of the a Month or something, just recognized recently in the paper, but she did all the costuming, so it is definitely a culmination of student talent and a lot of adults putting some time into helping them demonstrate and show off that great talent they have. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great to see the kids shine on stage with that production of Oklahoma last week. Well, in addition to that, you're winding down the sports season on a couple of sports right now, but another great effort for the gymnastics team over the weekend. Again, you know, outside of the gymnastics part of it, of what they did for fundraising-wise.
Yeah, Kim Nichols, and a lot of volunteers, just not only through a great tournament, because it was so much more than gymnastics, they created awareness and appreciation for people who are fighting the fight against cancer. It's very emotional. She comes to the mic and she talks, and some other people will come and speak, and you just get choked up because you realize it's not about the gymnast. It's about the effort and the sense of community around helping people. And the gymnasts from the other teams, they're tearing up. The adults are tearing up. It just really touches people in the heart. So I appreciate her and the gymnastics team and raising that money to help people who are just fighting the fight, and we want to encourage them to keep doing that.
Yeah, well, the basketball team's still going. The wrestling just winding up. Gymnastics is still going.
Yeah, and it's been fun. It's been great. We've had some really fantastic athletic accomplishments. You know, one that I think people read about this week, our football program, not just a player, but the program for the first time ever, got recognized as an honorable mention on the academic All-State for Division III. So our kids, I mean, they're not just going out there and getting it done on the field, but they are getting it done in the classrooms, and it's given us a lot of things to celebrate and really gather our Cardinal spirit around. It's been a fantastic year so far.
Speaking of academics, you tried to get your second semester started, got a little delay with old man winter because of that, but now in somewhat reset mode a little bit for some of the kids to make sure they're successful in this second semester.
Yeah, we might actually have a 5-day school week at some point in the near future, I hope. But yeah, we're, again, like you said, we kind of had a hard time getting started here. But we're actually changing some of our daily schedules to try to help students a little more, give them what we are going to call some focus time during their school day in the morning. We're going to focus particularly on the academic assistance for a population of students that if they just had a little more time with their teacher to help them learn what they're learning, then our hope is that they will learn that much better. So we're switching our schedule around here in about another week to give some time during the day for kids. Also trying to plan for next year, Ken, about how to give time for teachers to focus on teacher learning and what they can learn from what the kids are doing. So it's an exciting time of year, helping kids right now in this semester, but also as we plan for next year, the students are getting their course request forms today. The eighth graders got them last week. We had a eighth grade parent orientation this last week that was really well attended. So there's a lot of positive energy always about what kind of things can we do to keep improving for kids, for the adults, and for the entire school.
Sounds like good things are happening at Coldwater High School, and keeping from the administrators all the way down to the teachers and the students very, very busy, right?
It is very busy, you're right, but it's all very good work.
All right, Bill, thanks for checking in, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
Hey, thanks, Ken. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Coldwater High School Principal Bill Milnes with us this morning on our high school update.